suck my own dick about it, but.
Oh, Mario and I were laughing the other day thinking about if Blake Butler talked like Chills. Do you remember Chills, Emily?
No, tell
Well,
me who Chills is.
he's like he's still doing this, by the way. But especially in like 2016, he like ruled the fucking world, and he kind of started that whole like listicles of like creepy things, and he has like a very distinct way of speaking. He was like, Chills. These are the top five most haunted ghost sightings. And we were just chuckling about maybe Blake talking exactly like Chills. I think Chills also started doing rap music.
Oh, he did. So he's a contemporary of mine.
Contemporary
Yeah.
rival? I don't know
No,
that.
I don't, he's not a rival. He's more like a peer.
A
A peer?
guys are gonna make Blake Butler has absolutely no reason to dislike me whatsoever, and you guys are gonna
Oh,
make
me
him
and
hate
Blake
me.
were friends at a point.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender. I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart.
Tell me
To
more
watch,
about that.
well, we used to hang out a lot in college, and we would just watch movies together. He really liked comic books, and he had this whole stack of Deadpool comics.
He loves Deadpool.
He,
That's what I
but no,
hear.
I'm telling you, like, he let me just describe his apartment in college because I was here like almost every night. It's, I don't, let me just think. He had like these amazing paintings that he did.
Black Velvet. He
No,
did
it was
them.
like,
He's doing them.
yes, he used to be an amazing painter, actually, before he became an author. And
Oh,
then he fell off,
he,
huh?
yeah, because something traumatic happened with him in painting, and he doesn't like to talk about it. But
He writes books about
every time he sees a paintbrush, it still like sends a shiver down his spine. But
it.
it was that trauma, actually, that got him into Deadpool,
He really
because
related to Deadpool.
yeah, and you know what he liked is that Deadpool couldn't die, and Blake Butler always, he would step on an ant and he would just cringe up and start thinking like, oh my God, but what if something steps on me? I'm such a puny little thing. Like he,
I'm just a small bean. I'm
yeah,
just Blake Butler. I'm just a small bean. Everyone bully me.
Hey, you were the
Everyone
one.
bully me.
You
Everyone.
were. You were the one in the group chat. We were looking at photos of him, and
Yes.
he's very youthful looking. He has a youthful aura around him, despite being the age of my mother.
Huge fucking forehead, though, bro.
He had like a cherub
Huge
face.
forehead.
Hey,
And
come on,
baby hair.
let's.
He has
He,
hair like he
I
conditions too much. Like he washes his hair every day. You know what I mean? Like just little kind of baby hair. You know, if you wash your hair every day, that's why your hair looks like that, Blake.
No, but he has a bad haircut, and I suggest.
Let me pull up a photo of him. Hold on. I like the photos of him that are out there because I imagine him taking them, like the one that's on his website.
I like the one where he's like sitting solemnly with his like knees tucked into his
Oh,
chest.
I see that one. I like his Twitter profile.
Oh yeah, that's like the anti-hero avatar.
He really has like a big kind of Henry Rollins energy about him.
Oh my
You know
God.
what I mean?
No, he's not that cool. Like Henry
Henry Rollins
Rollins is a
is,
little cooler.
he's a little cooler, you're right.
I think that he definitely looks good with age. I
Yeah, he
think
used to have all this baby fat all
I
over.
don't know who he reminds me of.
I can see Blake Butler having like an Andrew Tate era.
Did
He's
he
gonna start
already
working
have
out.
one.
No, but he's gonna like start working out and shit.
I can't think of who would play him in like the who's gonna play him in the Blake Butler in the alt-lit
He kind of
movie.
looks like the Homelander guy from The Boys.
You know what?
How
He
about
actually kind of does, and that
the
guy would have the range for it because I really like when he posts like really mean shit on Twitter, and that's honestly like my favorite thing about him is like just watching him post because
He's
he
not
go
afraid to reach down into
no
the
he
muck.
no he's like a really good poster. Like Tao's too sincere. Tao like will not come back down to planet Earth. He's like
He will
I'm
not.
better. As Homelander says, I'm better. Like, I'm better. I'm not engaging with this. I recommend this. I recommend that. I recommend listening to Response Pod, the only alt-lit podcast. I recommend subscribing at the Blake tier, which is $25 a month. So if you would like the Blake
25 times.
status,
That's so much money. That's
No,
an
but I
ins
respect it. It's like a power move. We know our worth.
It's such an insane amount of money. Also, on that, on your tier things, you said ad reads, ad free things, which is very wishful thinking. That's very funny. But one thing I will, you said we'd take suggestions. I will personally not be listening to any suggestions anyone out there
No,
has.
come on, dude.
I
I
won't,
like
I'm,
that. I want to
no.
do that. I'll do it
Yeah,
myself.
you fucking do it. I don't
Okay,
care
I'll do
what
it
you don't
myself.
suggest anything to me. Don't say things to me about what I should do, motherfucker.
I think
Yeah.
your tune's gonna change when we get a New Yorker profile.
No, he's too fucking glass that city. Ugh.
No, come on, man.
Because you are there.
I'm
What's with
the
this
boots on the
photo
ground.
with of Curtis Yarvin that you've been posting? I feel like he chooses really bad leather jackets. I
Is
like
that who
with
that
the
guy
Oz.
is? I just thought he was
Yes.
cool. I don't know, Carvey. I don't know, Curtis. I don't know that fucking guy. I saw a guy who looked retarded, and I was like, that's awesome. And I posted it. That's literally all it was.
Oh, he loves that leather suit
Is he
shit.
for like Passage or something? Is he in that whole crew of those white nationalists at Passage?
Yeah, so he started taking Ozempic and he wears those leather jackets
Wait, he
and I
takes
don't
Ozempic?
Dude, it'd be cool if he was fat as fuck.
Wait,
He was
wait,
fat.
he wait, wait,
Hell yeah.
let me backpedal. It has been alleged that he takes Ozempic. I'm not claiming that he does. It's
Hell yeah.
alleged.
Yeah, it is alleged.
Yeah, but he's lost he looks good beyond the dorky
He's
leather
looking
jacket.
slim.
Yeah.
He just not.
I like his hair and the glasses, but
Why?
that's I don't know. I am
No, the
sorry.
glasses
What the
gotta go.
fuck is
He's
wrong
wear
with
he
you?
wears like those glasses that like teens with no friends wear in high school.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. I
That
like
what?
it. They're like teens in high school with no friends, like wear, you know those types of glasses, right?
Like the Redditor glasses?
That are just like the wireframe things. You know what I
Those are the
mean?
kind of glasses I have, Steve Jobs glasses because I'm a Steve Jobs historian.
You
I'm
kind
the
of look like
Steve.
Harry Potter. It's a Harry Potter vibe, honestly.
Well, yeah, I don't really wear my
Dun,
glasses
dun,
out that much. I
dun,
mean,
dun,
contacts.
dun,
Yeah.
dun,
Yeah, something like
dun.
that.
What house would you be? Oh,
Gee,
you'd be
I know.
Hufflepuff
I.
because you're a fucking nerd. You'd be Hef. No, Raven. Which one?
Fuck
No,
off.
Ravenclaw's.
Come
Ravenclaw. You'd
on,
be
let's not
Ravenclaw.
devolve into this type of nonsense.
No,
I think we're better than this.
I
I would be
would be.
Gryffindor.
Yeah, of course you
And
would, you
Seeker. I would be the
liberal.
Seeker on the Quidditch team.
And I mean liberal as a slur. I would be Slytherin.
Don't get me started on fucking slurs, bitch. Don't get me.
Speaking of slurs, I think that
Basketball American? Can we say that
oh
on the pod?
we're
We were laughing
no.
about that so
It's
hard.
so good.
It's so
No.
funny. It's so
Do you believe
funny.
in magic, Emily? And I don't mean love.
I do not believe in your rhetoric about
What about curses? I'm really good at
I think that there's a certain esotericism about life, but I consider myself a Christian.
Esotericism? What are you doing? You need to put esoteric on a shelf. You need to stop. You need to take that word and put it on a shelf, Emily.
To
You
be fair,
love
has she ever
saying
used
esoteric.
it?
Oh my God. Yes, Emily has used esoteric a lot. I'm not trying to neg you. I guess maybe I am. It's all in good, but man, you love esoteric.
I'm coming from the shelf. I've been shelved. I've been
You've been
shelved
shelved.
like two or three times this week, in fact. It's more like
Oh.
a cat. It's more like a cabinet because they close the door.
Yeah, dude, they ain't fucking with you. It's crazy.
You're
I
like
know
an
one guy who
ankh
fucked with
drawer.
you. Ready to get literary. We
Okay.
have th three pieces we're going to talk about today, and the first one is Toyland by Garth Muro on X.
Toilet?
Toyland. I like that.
Toy Toyland.
Toyland.
Yeah,
Toyland.
Toyland by, because they're toiling, by Garth Muro on Xbet Press. I'll read the first four paragraphs. Are you righteous? Do you love good? Do you feel the light of love from all? Do you believe your suffering will be any less because you're this way, just and good and righteous? I believe just the opposite. You giant golden beings will experience a much greater fall, while I only have just a sure pop down. I really like that last paragraph that I read,
Yeah, that
because
was a
I'm
good
evil.
one. I
Yes,
think.
what do you guys think?
Do you want to go first, Mark?
Well, I guess I'll give my overall thoughts.
Well, we're talking about the first fucking paragraph first, bro.
Oh yeah, you're right.
You have anything to say? I'm
You know,
sorry.
no. So I'm out of tune with this literary discussion thing. I gotta get.
Yeah,
Well, hold up. I'm flipping my pages. They're all like messed up. I'm using a printed copy
okay.
like I'm back in school.
Are you
But then,
serious? You printed this shit out?
yeah, and I wrote little notes in pen.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Well, I'll pick up the
No,
slack here while
no,
you
no,
do
no,
this.
no.
Oh
Well,
my God.
okay.
What?
I thought it was interesting, and I was going to ask you about
Me?
the address. Well, y'all, I guess, about how it starts with this address of the you, and the rest of the story doesn't go there because there is a character and it's in his perspective.
I don't think that's a big that's
I found
interesting.
that a
That's
little
good.
bit interesting.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I think that's good. A declaration, kind of thing. I think
Yeah, I like that word, declaration. That's sort of what it felt like.
I think that it's a good opening. It really grabs your attention like an opening should. I love the bombast and maybe the kind of loftiness of it. I think, but once you finish the story, it's kind of an unearned opening, taken within the whole. Because I think this story does try and be about these themes and the things that you say, but it doesn't quite work when you take it as the whole. But it's still a great, it's a good, that's what you want, right? You want it to capture you. You want, and it does a good job of doing that.
Well, I don't know. I think the story as a whole does sort of capture that greater fall idea, right? I mean, it's a guy kind of losing his idealism in a little bit of a sense.
Well, what would you define as a greater fall? Or are we talking like fall of man or like personal fall of
I
man?
took it like
Like
a moral falling, right?
succumbing to something?
Yeah, succumbing.
I still think, especially with the address of "Are you righteous? Are you good?" It's just a little heavy-handed, especially taken with the rest of the thing. Like I said, it's good. I do like how it sounds. Especially me, I really like that almost cryptic, almost kind of biblical and accusatory things. I love accusations.
Well, that's an interesting perspective too, that these are like accusations. I
I
mean,
think it's
I.
I think it's too I think it's too nihilistic and too big for the whole of the story. Like I said, that's part of what makes it great though, right? As an opening. But
Yeah.
I think that kind of I think loftiness is the best word, even though that's more I don't think it reaches those ideals that it is not stating. You know what I mean? You know, it's trying to introduce. Like I said, great opening, but feels unearned when taken as the story as a whole. Is what I feel. It's my
But
curses.
Yiddish?
No, you fucking racist. No, that's my curses. I do curses. It doesn't matter.
Okay, but let's go back to the story for a second, because
Oh.
I did want to ask you guys about one part of the story, which I found very interesting. It was the part about the suture and how it made the fat guy's stomach look more ridiculous. Like, did that stand out to you guys?
I liked it. I have some things to say about that paragraph. I mean, I have a lot, I think, line by line, little kind of things to say, but we can focus on that paragraph. You can go first, Emily. What do you think about that one?
I
The
like
man.
the line right after it. There were many little joys of surgery they do not teach about. I think I prefer that over the paragraph. I think that that says,
You would.
yes, that is kind of me. I think that they could have cut out, and I pictured the man later in life uncomfortable to take his shirt off.
I found that interesting because I couldn't tell what this, because it says I understood how thoughtful the assistant was in doing this, but I couldn't understand what thought the assistant had in doing this. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, to save all the beachgoers from seeing a disgusting sight. You know, that's the thoughtfulness. It's kind of like a little dry joke or a little bit of meanness or cruelty. I think that is one thing, especially with this paragraph. First off, in the kind of nitty-gritty, that last line, he'd reached into the future and saved beachgoers a disgusting hairy sight. Just remove hairy would make
wait,
it a
wait,
lot
no, I
more.
don't know. I find that interesting because these are surgeons, and like if you think about it, they're doing surgery, they would do it on like a nicely shaved body.
Yeah, I know, but I think the line's implying because of the scar and also probably because his shirt, he would be hairy. I think it just works better if it's disgusting. Honestly, I think it should be because this is right. This is past tense. This is the transformation into being a bad guy or a villain has already happened. So you should have a little bit more fun with it, more fun with the grotesque. It should be, at least get rid of the hairy just because it breaks it up and it's not
Well,
a disgusting.
I think the beachgoers part is more like, because I can't see this character thinking about
You're
beachgoers.
so literal, Mark. You're so
No, I know,
narrow-minded.
but
What are you?
I don't know this guy.
Because
He's like a
that.
sterile guy.
What are you talking about? I don't understand how you.
He's taking it. He's taking it literally because English isn't his first language. I take things literally because I'm on the autism spectrum. When we're looking at this line, he'd reach into the future and save beachgoers a disgusting hairy sight. I like the idea of shock at a beach. It's almost like, and this is so tired and boring, it reminds me of Laura Palmer's body washing up, some sort of tragedy in a place that's supposed to be beautiful. When I read that line, what it reminded me of was seeing a seal have a seizure at Santa Monica Pier. Like that was on my 26th birthday, I think. So I just admitted my age, but I saw a seal having a seizure at the Santa Monica Pier, and everyone was acting like everything was okay. And I'm like, this animal's dying. Come on. So the idea of like something unsettling at a beach, I really like.
I like that too. I think think there should be more pettiness in it. He should have just more fun with it. You know what I mean? Because, double down on the disgust, double down on the grotesque of normal people, to really hammer that home. And obviously, that's what I think. Not that it's bad. Not that it's bad at all. I do like that idea. And this story kind of flirts with grotesque, like grotesque being disgusted with lower people, with other people, with the people of your own rank.
Yeah, I mean, he
With
says that.
yeah, but without the disgusting things of what is like surgery of guts and things. And I think that was an interesting idea that should have been maybe chased down a little bit more.
I don't like how, so this is a couple paragraphs down. Do you guys see where the break is with the asterisks? And it says, I really have to go, comma, Klein. I'm not a fan of ending scenes like that.
I
I
like
think
that
that the
because it's okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I feel, well, I need more fina I need a more final transition. I think that cutting I really have to go Klein out and leaving and lack would have
Yeah, I was
said
just
a
about to
lot
say
more.
that.
I think I like it, because it's more of a dismissal towards Klein to really double down in this briskness, and then it cutting from there is like you're cutting the conversation. I think flow wise that works better. And I think if you end one and lack, like I said, it kind of removes it from being as grounded as it is. And this story does have problems,
But
when it tries to go away from being grounded, I think. But I like that terseness. I think it's funny. It is very surgical. You know what I mean?
I think we skipped one of the more important little bits of dialogue. It's when he's talking to what's his name? Ken, I guess.
Oh, can we talk about Ken Cone? Because that's such a
Yeah.
fucking good name. I love the name Ken Cone. It's fun to say Ken Cone. That's a
I
good
like
name. Good job on
I like
that
how
one.
yeah, I like Miro's line, everyone loved him, their reasons were obvious. That's an amazing line. I love that line.
Yeah, dude, that shit's good. That shit's fucking good.
Well, he has that little monologue where he's like, you have to know what to worship. And
I hated that part. I'm not hated.
well,
Hated is too strong.
I circled it because I felt like it was an important bit, but why'd you hate it?
Let me scroll down to my notes that I have here. Because it's super heavy-handed for what is otherwise like a pretty controlled, terse piece, it removes you a little bit. That it's just such a strange,
Yeah, it feels like a
lofty.
Christopher Nolan moment.
I hate to use this, but it's a darling, you know what I mean? It's,
Yeah, I can see that. I can see him being like, "Oh, I cooked."
I like it. I like it, but it doesn't work all the way. You know what I mean? Yes, that is what I think about that line. Although Klein is a great character. I like him. I think more could be done with him to make him more rat-like, more to show the dislike. But I
Rat
do think
boy,
Rat Boy,
rat boy
yes.
summer.
But I think he's a great character, especially he's like the affable, the whole thing that no one took him seriously as he came from menial family even lower than mine. They still worked for a living, something extremely shameful that forced him to perform these little affable jigs in order to make himself palatable. I do not want people associating us. That shit's dope. That's fire. That's really good. That's really good. It gives you everything that you need, and also the Arthur's the narrator's kind of snark. And I wish I saw more of that, honestly.
Or his snark.
Yeah, maybe snark's not just like his disgust, his disdain. Like in that same paragraph, like the first line, I have problems with the first line. Mostly the use of glorious. The man being operated on looked as if he was in the final stages of a glorious orgasm. I think cut glorious, get rid of glorious, just orgasm. It's better, simpler, tighter. Or better yet, just double down on how stupid and disgusting the man on the table looks. Because, like I said, this is past tense. The transformation's already happened. He's already the villain. So have fun with it. Have more
Yeah.
pettiness. Make it more grotesque, is what I think. I think.
Well, that part could have been really like built out of on to give us a better sense of this guy.
I
'Cause
mean,
like you're right. I don't know, it feels a little empty. Like I'm agreeing that you should have made it a little bit.
yeah, I think what I see is a lot of maybe missed opportunities, not errors, not unforced errors, but missed opportunities. I think it's a good piece that is just with arm's reach of being very good. And you can see where it could be great, but and maybe oddly to its benefit, it's not close enough to great to frustrate you for not being great, if that makes sense.
I think the ending is powerful, and this is some I wasn't particularly drawn in by any of the characters or the story. I'm looking at the style that Miro is using. I like some of the words that he's using, but there's something that you brought up a couple moments ago. It was affable and something else. I can't recall the other word, but the pairing of those two words, I felt
Palatable,
like affable and
affable,
palatable, I
palatable.
think you
Yes.
should choose one. I don't think that you need both of them. I
Mm,
think the author should have chose one, and I don't like the way that those words sound together.
I do
But
like the
I'm,
way they were. You know, whatever, different strokes.
yeah, you're a little more lyrical than I am. I'm very
Lyrical,
like,
spherical.
yeah, I really like, so I'm gonna read the last paragraph.
I have some things to say about that as well, but you go off,
Yeah,
Queen.
you're the queen. I'm gonna read it. That is all I remember of that night when I became what I am. Now I am polite, I am fair, I keep my composure in public, dress simple. I stay away from justice because it makes for an easy life. There's no need for it. Nothing bad happens, nothing good happens, just procedure, just what keeps things moving forward. I say the right things at the right time. I hate quality, or I hate quietly. I save and rarely spend. I am quick to help, for I know that help is a favor. Favors, 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 and then favors repeated. And there, I really like nothing bad happens, nothing good happens.
Yeah,
I
that's a
like,
good one.
I hate quality. I hate quietly. I keep wanting to say I hate quality. I don't know why I'm misreading it, but I hate quietly. And then I do like favors repeated over and over again. What do you guys
Well,
think?
I like the first time I read it, I was like, but then I read it again, and I did like the favors over and over again. I guess it gave me like this image that he's become like this Hillary Clinton type, empty suit NPC, and it's just like favors, favors, favors. Like he doesn't even think anymore.
Yeah, I can see. I have lots of problems with it. The end, especially that. I'm sorry. I think that could have been accomplished with just maybe three favors. I think it
Come
is a.
on, you
I think it
can't
is a great.
the
I
dog
think. Do you want to hear?
point.
Do you want to hear what I have to say?
Yeah,
Three favors
let's
would
go.
have been good. I agree with you. Go off.
I think it is, especially I'm quick to help, for I know that help is a favor. Great line. The whole passage, it's great even. It's a great, but I think it detracts, it dilutes. I think it's sloganeering, which I think people, writers should be wary of sloganeering because it is a statement. It sounds good. It's very similar to a darling, I would guess. But you are stating kind of like what your piece is about, so heavily. And like, that's a dramatic thing to do. I really like that line. I really like the whole paragraph. I think the paragraph should be completely cut, though.
No, come on.
Yes. First off, so repeating a word over and over and over again, it's never worked. It does not work. Don't do it. It never fucking works. If you feel tempted to do it, psst, wrongo, you're wrong. Because what happens is the brain just glazes over the idea. You go, oh, I get the idea. And that's especially bad for an ending because the last thing you want someone to feel when they finish your story is a sense of dismissal. And
No,
I
but
think.
like I'm looking at this wall of favors right now, and it's like blurring together. It's almost like I'm dissociating to it. So I kind of like
I
that.
guess I think, but it's been done so many times. It has such baggage now. It elicits an eye roll from me, honestly. I don't think it's a good tool. Grab another tool from the box to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. I don't think it's a good thing to do. I think the piece would be so much stronger if it ends the with the last paragraph there, where he's talking to the chief, and let me just, because I have some things to say about this that I if I may take the time. If I may dole out what I'm trying to.
Please, please do.
Okay, we'll just start like after the line break and stuff like that. One little nitpick I would say is I think it's one, two, three, four, five, fifth paragraph where he's walking away with Klein to the bar. We walked away towards the bar and I looked for any excuse to annex myself. That's a misuse of annex, unless annex doesn't mean that.
But it sounds good. I get what
That
he's saying. Like
unless he's,
he's trying to like separate himself, and it
but
sounds
that's
like,
not what annex means.
isn't it when you annex a country or whatever?
Yeah, you take it into a whole. And now, if he's trying to find himself into a grouper, it's just a misread. It's just not what the word means. Like I said,
It
little kind of
works on
thing.
a vibes level.
It doesn't, because that's not what the fucking word means. You fucking Polack. What are
Dude,
you talking about?
you
You
can
don't.
use words incorrectly as long as they
Not if they mean
flow
the
good.
exact opposite. What are you talking
No,
about?
bro, people have been doing this
Emily,
for
you are English teacher.
decades.
What do you think? What do you think?
She's
Is
gonna
it.
share the prescribed
You are
rules.
so fucking retarded sometimes, brother. I fucking hate you. This is stupid. Okay. Anyway, little nitpick, misuse of annex. It does sound nice, but you mean the opposite thing. Unless he's trying to say he's trying to, it's just not good. But that's a little thing. In that same paragraph,
I
yeah, go
was
ahead.
looking at m'ladies. I'm sorry. What was the word? Annex? Can you tell me the sentence it was used in?
Oh my fucking God. Oh
Just
my
look at your
fucking God.
m'ladies.
We walked towards the bar and I looked for any excuse to annex myself.
Oh yeah, I don't like that.
It's a complete misuse. That doesn't not what it means. Not what it means. And Mari's arguing with me. You caught
I'm
up.
not
That's
arguing. I'm
yeah, you fucking, why do you're such a
dude,
pussy.
I'm
Back
not
out. It's
arguing.
fine.
Why?
I feel like Miro has some bangers with some of the word choice and syntax and like how the words look and sound, because how words look and sound,
Very
that
important.
is yes, that's very important to me.
It's terse,
There.
it's tight. I think that's why I had problem with Harry after discussing Harry thing. It's just like it seems out of place for everything that you have. That's why I said remove from the orgasm part, like just remove the glorious orgasm, like it kind of goes against what he has going here, anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted
No, it's
you.
okay. That's all I had to say. Do you guys have any final thoughts on this piece before we move on to the Vivi Hayes stuff?
Well, let me
Yeah, he
wrap
was
up.
gonna say something.
Oh, go ahead.
Let me wrap up the end here. Just some more notes. That same paragraph. He sees the chief alone. And he was by a Bolalto, Boltero, looking upset. Which was maybe why. I kind of like that, at least texturally, because Boltero is like, he makes like very usually fat, grotesque joke kind of thing. He's like, you've seen the shooting of Pablo Escobar thing, the fat guy with the gun. He did that. But it's a nice kind of textural thing, but it's not quite right to me. It's not,
Dude,
it
nothing
doesn't
is
quite.
quite right to you.
It's just not quite right. Another thing, another kind of missed opportunity. Two more paragraphs down, the big wrinkled head turned to me slowly. He looked down his big nose to where I stood, unimpressed, lids barely lifting, for it wasn't worth it to actually open his eyes. Rob, you made it. He took out a thin cigar and cut it. The cigar thing. Like I said, that's all good. But man, what a missed opportunity, because how a man cuts a cigar, especially in people in this class, is you know, it really says a lot about a guy. Like punch cut or a straight cut or a V cut, especially on a thin cigar. Cutting a thin cigar with a straight cut would be considered pretty low. But if you did a punch cut, people don't like to do those because they're pretty hard to do, because they require a certain dexterity. So it's just kind of like a missed kind of opportunity to talk about that. I think further down when he says the chief, he says, shut up, I'm joking. I'm doing the voice. Shut up, I'm joking. You did the right thing. The man had no insurance. It was good you didn't waste any more money or time. A little bit on the nose, I think.
Yeah, that's very heavy-handed.
And that it just sticks out like it's. I think this is what I was talking about, where the opening, I like the opening. It's a strong opening, but taken in the context of the whole piece, it doesn't really do that. Because, right, this is about, you know, this is about how these kind of losing your morality and about health insurance and all, you know, all that kind of shit. But I think it's a little on the nose, but it is functional. I think the part about the sun, which the story mostly gets its name, Toyland, is good, but we could have had more about the sun. That's fine. The big thing, I think, is it should have ended at the paragraph before where he says he smiled and opened his eye. Well, I'll wait to don't thank me. Just tell me one thing. Do you know the most important truth the surgeon must follow? ... I didn't give an answer. I just prayed. He smiled and opened his eyes. The truth is that some people are trash. He put his delicate manicured hand on my shoulder. So what I need to know is, can you differentiate? Ending it there would have been so much better. Would have answered the kind of questions that are in the opening. Then we also don't have this problem of the repeated thing, because I like that last paragraph. It's dope. It's great. But the piece on the whole would have been served better if it was cut.
No, I can see what you're saying if you ended it there. But I don't know. This is one of those things where I would go back and forth, because it did sound really strong the way you read it and it ended with, can you differentiate?
I like but favors.
I do like
only
that too.
Three times.
Well, only three times, yes, if you're trying to save it. But I think, man, cut that whole shit. Anybody who wants to pay me to edit their stories.
Oh my God.
You just DM
fine.
Me and I will help you edit your stories.
Dude, this podcast ain't a marketplace.
Yes, it is.
What are you
yes,
talking
it is.
About? So yeah, I had other little notes, but that doesn't matter. I guess, you know, if we ever get a beast Patreon, you can pay money and you can hear my entire notes and I'll give them. Everybody wants to hear them. And
no,
I'm
that's
sorry,
a good Patreon
I'm
tier.
Sorry,
we
guys,
that
I get so technical, but I just want to, you know, I believe, like I've said before, it's a dresser. Let's see what it goes. But ultimately, yes, like I said, it's a good piece. Almost very good. Could be great.
What would you guys give it out of 10? I'd give it like a 7.
Oh, I don't want to give people. I don't see. That's not how I was as a teacher. If you,
well,
so, when I was a teacher,
one
if you
dead
did,
CEO out of all of them, health insurance. That's my joke. Anyway, teacher.
Oh, okay. When I was a teacher, I gave you 100% if you did the work, and I added notes if you did half of the work. I gave you 75%. If you did nothing, I gave you 50% because that's actually required by law in many states now. At least in secondary education, you can't give kids zeros. And all of my stupid, like, boomer coworkers would throw fits about it. But I'm not going to assign a grade to this story.
Yeah, I don't
I
think
enjoyed
a grade
re- I, I,
well,
I
I
enjoyed
will.
reading it and discussing it, but it was not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I am looking forward to reading future things from Garth Miro and future things on Expat, my favorite literary website. With that, we're going to take a break and then we'll be back to discuss some stories posted on Moomoo House.
Welcome back to the Vampire Castle. Okay, I'm doing the intro for this review. So we are going to review the new hot stories for clout related purposes. It's on Moomoo House. VV Hayes, which great name, by the way. I really like that name. It's a good name.
That person gives me likes sometimes on my posts, so we gotta
I don't
be
follow.
Gentle.
I don't follow. They are from Charm School fame, which I honestly, I have
Ooh,
a grudge.
Vivi Hayes?
Yes. I have a grudge with you, Charm School. I'll never forgive you for publishing Taylor Napolsky's poem because I have to see that retweeted and posted
every
like four
day.
Or five every fucking day. And you know what, Taylor? I'm not gonna read it because of that. I'm not
I read
gonna
it.
Read it. Well, no, I'm lying. I did read it, but I won't tell you what I think. My emotional labor has been done because of this.
But
post.
You know what I appreciate? I appreciate us sending that to the group chat every time. It's almost like relaxing. It's become part of the routine.
Something we can touch base on, grab reality. But no. Charm School, you're fine. You know, Charm School's fine. Charm, it's fine. Bernard has been, he's the other person who runs Charm School. He's been a longtime mutual of mine for whatever reason, because he's much younger than me. I don't know even how that happened, but maybe like 7 years, which is wild. And we don't talk. And Bernard, if you're listening, thank you for being my mutual for almost a decade. While I don't like your posts very much, I do like you, I think. I assume so. But so that's David's intro. Who would like to go first? I do not want to go first.
I'll go ahead and
Emily,
go first.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Wallace Barker told me I needed to talk more on my podcast, so I'll go with that. If you what?
Who the fuck's Wallace Barker?
Wallace Barker is going to be a guest on our podcast with Chloe Wheeler
oh,
next month
he's the
to promote
man,
Post Pop Lit 2.
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to be saying to those people. Can I just phone in? Can I be sick day? Can I get time off?
You can
off?
Use your PTO. Yes.
Yeah, you could use your PTO.
Dude,
I'll save
I,
up mine.
We should get a P.
Ew, I don't like
could
those.
Could you imagine that? Anyway.
No,
okay.
Thank you.
Wallace
so
Barker.
I'm looking. Yeah, I'm looking at the story titled The Super Genius Bar. I have a special relationship with Apple. I really liked Apple growing up, and I thought it was interesting, and I wanted to be an engineer until I learned that I was bad at math. I also
it's
think
girl
Steve
phone.
Jobs...
Apple's the girl phone, you know what I mean?
Yes, it is. I want to get a Motorola Razr, so people need to be subscribing to fucking Patreon so I can get my wisdom teeth out, move to Wisconsin, and then get a Motorola Razr. But
I'm in such abject poverty right now. You need to do something, please, people. You don't know how it is here.
Well,
anyway.
we'll get it taken care of. So I really liked the Super Genius Bar. I'm going to go ahead and read it out loud because it's short, and I like that it's short. I feel like it could have been three paragraphs, but I do like how Tau has this set up to where the text is all aligned in a block. I know some people don't care about that, but I really like when text is aligned like that. It's very important to
I
me.
was reading this on my cell phone, and one complaint I have is that on the main page of Moomoo House, you can't, everything's so fucking tiny and you can't zoom in. So get on that towel, get on that shit because it's fucking stupid. I had to click three different other things in order to get it. Now I will say you can zoom in when you get to the story, but on the main page you can't. So what the fuck? Anyway, man.
Yeah, cool. Thanks. So the super genius bar, my girlfriend reminds me of the girl I am cheating on her with. The girl I am cheating on her with is a genius. I know this because of context clues. She's employed at the Apple Store Genius Bar. She fixes the phone screens, but she doesn't do it that well. Sometimes they pop out of place, and I like that. It's cute. She's just like my girlfriend if my girlfriend was a genius and more attractive. It doesn't matter anyway. You can't get close to any of us. Not to me, the narrator, my commonplace girlfriend, or my genius paramour, because there's nothing left in any of us except for our lymphatic and vascular systems. We're just nodes and wires. If you want to get close to us, you have to take us to the super genius bar. That's the one God works at. It's called heaven. He can fix us up real nice with a new screen, and you can even buy the non-secular AirPods. Music sounds a lot better on those. I really, really like this piece. I actually love it, in fact, now that I read it out loud, but I do think that it's called heaven should have been the last line. I really like what they're evoking. I almost feel like this reminded me a little bit of when I very briefly spoke to Matthew Davis, the author of Let Me Try Again, and he shared with me, and he posts about this, so I don't feel he would care. His next work is called The Autumn of Cheating. And when this narrator is talking about cheating, I almost feel like it would be better if it was just about the genius store woman and about his obsession with her. And he thinks if he can obtain her, then they can go to the genius bar in heaven, or he thinks it will save him because he's obviously looking for something outside of himself, outside of his relationship. I really like the line about nothing in us except for our lymphatic and vascular systems. I
I have
really like
problems.
how
I
you
got
have
problems with
problems.
that line, but you go ahead.
I like how cold and obsessive this piece is. I really like the imagery. I think that I post a lot of Steve Jobs on my Twitter, and that's kind of what it reminded me of. I really like evoking Apple and evoking Steve Jobs as like an artistic character because he, in the end, was a fuck it.
Yes, he died of cancer. Don't die of cancer, guys. Dumb move.
Well, he was peeing the wrong way, but I digress.
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
You see, it's interesting. I think that this piece is really kind of warm and bubbly. I think it's very warm. I don't think it's cold. But I will save most of what I have to say later on. But that one line you brought up, I have issue with it. Because the body is way more than lymphatic and vascular systems. We got the lymphic system and endocrine to
Okay, who's taking
intramammary.
things literally now?
It's not literally, it's just like, I don't know. It's just a little pet peeve I have. There's many systems within the body, not just lymphatic and vascular. Anyway, especially if you're going for nodes and wires. I don't think blood, I don't think vascular system is very good for wires, maybe limbic. It doesn't matter. Nodes works. But that's what I have to say for now. Go ahead. One word.
Honestly, I read both of these pieces and I don't think it's for me. Like, I just have a huge issue with these one paragraph stories where it's like very
They're
sliceable.
so traditional. Go
I
ahead.
know, and I don't want to be like that, but. And I mean, I looked at the first story and I thought, there's like a disposability to it. Not to the story, but to the characters, the way they look at each other. this person saying like my girlfriend reminds me of the girl I'm cheating on her with, and then it's just like you can sort of replace people kind of like colors on an iPod. And
And
I
you
do
don't like
like,
that for moral reasons? What do you?
well, I do like it, but and I do like how it's written. You mentioned Steve Jobs. I could sort of see him reading this and pacing across the stage, especially like that last line, which is why I wouldn't cut it. But you know, I just like sort of finished the story, and I just, you know, it just like it just didn't fill me. Do you know what I mean?
See,
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean.
I don't think that Steve Jobs would like this story because he was at heart such an ugly person, and I think that's what's
No, but
so
I just mean
fascinating.
like I could see a guy like him in like turtleneck and jeans pacing across a stage and sort of like reading the story as like a sales pitch.
I don't know
And I
why
like
where you
that.
get that, but that is funny. I like that image. I would love to see that. I don't know how you get that from this story,
I
but
just
I
get that
think
vibe,
let
sort
yeah,
of.
let me bounce off of that. What I like about this is it's scratching at something that the company Apple, it used to mean something. It used to represent something. It used to represent kind of almost people use the word other in like a negative context, but it's almost like an etheric other, like ascending. It's not Frutiger Arrow. It's almost Y2K. It's a happy version of the future that we do
Yeah.
not have and we're not going to get. That is
I
what
mean,
Apple represents to me, and that's what I feel like they're messing. VV Hayes is writing about not sexually perverted, but a perverted version of what that was.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
I
you're
think that's
right. You
cool.
remember when those Apple computers came, all the colors and stuff? Like, those are like the first. We had those in
No,
school. Yeah, the fucking IMAX,
I don't
baby.
remember those.
Yeah, they had different colors. It was so cool. But they were expensive as shit at the time.
I have things to say about both pieces together. So if you guys want to go through flight school, well, what I have to say is about the pieces in general, both of them together. Not
Okay,
really
so let's
them
just do flight
specifically.
school really
Yeah, that's what I'm
quickly.
saying.
Because I mean, I did like that. It sort of gave me this feeling of like hype when you like have a new type of person in your life and you have all these fantasies. And you know, I liked it.
I didn't like flight school. I think that the super genius bar is the strongest one, and it's probably, I would say that the super genius bar and Chloe Wheeler's Bitcoin poem and Ivy Lockhart's Lemon poem are probably my three favorite things I've read over the course of the
Really?
past year.
Man, you're gonna hate what I have to say.
Oh my God, let's
I
hear
think
this.
that
No, we're not gonna talk about it
I think
now.
you guys have a good idea of what I like. It's like I
Yes.
know it when I
Yeah.
see it.
The only issue I have with, no, not issue, note I have for flight school as a story is I take issue with the word metastasize. I think it's a slight misusage. Doesn't matter. Why are you laughing?
Nothing,
You know, I'm the
nothing.
only one here without any fucking degrees, and I'm doing laps around your Polish asses.
Dude, I'm thinking on a different frequency.
Well, who gives a fuck?
Oh,
No. So, do you guys have anything else to say about? I'm interested in hearing what Emily has to say. I guess you too, Mari. But I do like your yes, that kind of rising new relationship kind of thing. That's cool. I didn't personally feel that, but
flight school was a little more like human. Like you're right about the super genius bar. There's like a futurism to it. This was more grounded, ironically.
at least for me, every relationship is exactly the same, so I didn't want to really read Archie, no, calm down.
Is he humping you
Hey,
again? Is he
no,
giving you a
he's
nut?
barking. No,
Did you
Archie,
say
come
the
here.
N-word? No.
Oh,
Archie hates when we say the N-word. I would never say that word, and I don't think it's funny. And I wrote up every single kid in my classroom that said it. And
What about
until Soft
basketball
A, eat soft.
Americans?
We can't say that. All right, I continue what you were saying though, Emily. You know what I like doing is I used to scare doing this all the time. You know, in Ocarina of Time, Link's when he uses. Yeah!
Oh yeah, did you ever read that creepy pasta about that game?
About Majora's Mask, what Ben
yeah.
Ben drowns.
That's
yeah.
We should Somebody review
love
that.
Creepy pasta. We shouldn't. It's
come on, it was good when he like puts it in and it's like, oh,
I
it's
just
cursed.
I just think you're
Do
dumb
not use the
Polack
phrase
mind.
"put it in" around me. I'm back. I gave my dog a raw carrot and he's quiet now.
You robbed
He's
a dog?
peeing.
Yeah, my dog's peeing. What were we talking about?
You were
The
talking
two
about flight school.
stories.
Go ahead and talk about flight school, please.
Oh, yes. I don't have any issues with flight school. It just wasn't interesting to me because for me, every relationship is exactly the same. And reading about this lovey-dovey kind of this, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but this reminds me of Walt John Pierce. Like, it actually reminds me a lot of Walt John Pierce. And my favorite Walt John Pierce piece is the one about the roses. I think that he really shines in that. And this is evocative. It's evoking one of his pieces that I don't prefer. So like I said, every relationship is exactly the same. And I don't know if this strikes me as much as the Super Genius Bar does. Because in the Super Genius Bar, you have this, there's this thing I've been wanting to work into my own poetry, that there's night, and there's day, and there's the internet. There's work, there's home, and then the internet. So I understand, but I know what it is, and I see it, and I know when I feel it.
And that's interesting, you brought up the Y2K kind of thing. I don't feel that about, let's just talk about this conceptually. Like Y2K and your idea of the internet being a place you go to, because that used to be the case. You know what I mean? Expression 1000, the internet was a place that you went to, as opposed to nowadays, the internet travels with you. Almost like a terrible burden. And the thing is, you can't get off it because that's, you're exiling yourself. You know, you drop off the face of the earth. You are
You can, though.
To
I'm planning to this weekend.
No, I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying that every, like, that is now a functional part of just
No,
social
yeah, you're right.
relations. And so it's not a thing that you go to anymore. It's the opposite. It's a thing you cannot leave no matter how hard you try. Anyway, so that's interesting. Sorry, Emily.
That's all I had to say.
That's interesting. That's a cool little concept. How did you want to work that into... how would you like to expand more upon that? You know what I mean? That idea of the internet being a second, a third place, or some kind of even ethereal realm, some kind of ether.
Well, I think calling the internet a third place is tired and cheap and boring. I'm thinking of it more as night and day as a state of being. I am very isolated in my personal life right now. I live in my hometown. I go to work in the grocery store. I'm on the computer at my job, and I come home and go on the computer here. So it is for me, I almost feel like I live on the internet. It's as natural as night and day. And I feel that is reflected in V.V. Hayes' Genius Bar piece. Not necessarily the internet technology, because this could really take place. I think that if this took place in 2008, 2009, I think that would be fantastic, because then that optimism is still there. The world hasn't been relentlessly raped yet. There's still hope for the future. And maybe this narrator is excited about this future with this girl, all of the new technology. We're supposed to have flying cars. I hate that phrase. I think it's so stupid, but all of this future excitement, there's so much to live for. I feel like that's what this piece is making me feel. Do you have anything to say about that?
About that specifically, or about the pieces?
About the piece.
Yes. Let me get a cup of coffee. Give me a moment.
Well, I did think what you said was interesting about the night and day and then the internet thing, because you're right. It's sort of like a plane of existence almost at this point.
Yeah, I hope when I have a more was someone who posted about, oh, my offline life is so fulfilling. You know, it must be nice to be like 35 or 40 and like actually have a good job and not have been tricked into going to college, because the job, the economy is rough. Jobs are rough. I find it very hard to be positive about my future. It's very hard for me.
Yeah, but you'll look
But
back one day and think, I can't believe I made it out of this hole.
I don't even really think I'm in a hole. I just want more. I mean, on paper,
No,
I
but
have a
like you never reach that moment of satisfaction, no matter how many achievements you get. Like, at least in my experience, the more I accomplished, the more retarded I felt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like you have to sort of reach a state of zen and satisfaction, which I haven't achieved yet.
I don't like that in Eastern religion you lose your identity. That's what I like about Christianity, is that you keep who you are. I don't want to, I don't need to be someone else. I fantasize about it sometimes. Sometimes I would love to be someone else, but when the day comes that I die, I don't want to be thrust into someone else's bullshit. I don't need to become another person.
I think you want to become Ginger Jones.
I want them to put me
We
in a fucking mech. Put my dead body in a mech.
I don't like the sound of the Mac.
want to be just like a chinchilla.
Yeah, that's dope.
I would like to be an 18-year-old with no health conditions that just got accepted to creative writing program at Reed College, and I never had a boyfriend. And I moved to Oregon, and I'm in love with life, and
And then you
I'm
go to a
happy.
party, you go to a party, and someone offers you a line of Coke, and there's Fent in it, and you just die.
Why
No,
would that? This is a fantasy. Why would
I
you
don't
put
think
that in there?
that,
I just wanted to dampen the fantasy. I was feeling brooding.
I don't think that would happen. But David, do you want to share your thoughts on B.B.
Yes, I would.
Hayes's work?
Yeah. Okay. So I think it's fun. It's light. It's breezy. It's playful. But ultimately, it is content slop. The kind of, this is kind of the kind of stuff that Powell has made his reputation on, writing and publishing this kind of, I guess, anti-fiction. Although anti-fiction would be more like Calvino or even Joyce or but like mystery, the mystery doc by Matthew McIntosh. So I'll coin it this kind of neo anti-fiction, which you can take that towel. You can you don't have to pay me for that. But this kind of disposable fiction, just kind of forgettable, meant to entertain you for about 5 minutes, and then you don't really think about it again. Much of the value in it is the novelty of it, and I think by this point, the novelty's kind of wafer thin. I want to say it's maybe kind of twee or precious, but I think that's too harsh. I think that's too cruel.
Yeah, I don't think it's twee.
I think it's brushing up against twee. I think it's like a weightless little blip dashing by. It's like candy. It's going to nour it's not going to nourish you, but it's fun.
It's like playing Candy Crush on your phone.
Yeah, it's disposable. It's fun
Oh
on its
my
own. It's
goodness.
nice. I think it's nice.
I don't think it's like I Flight School, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about Super Genius Bar or whatever. That is not like Candy Crush. That is not disposable. I think that it's very striking.
I
And
disagree entirely.
I loved the way that it made me feel.
It didn't really make me feel anything at all, which is fine. I think it flows so nicely, and I think it's clever, almost too clever for its own good. The cleverness seems to be like the whole point of it to me. What's that Dennis Cooper quote where he's like, I found myself building chandeliers, like with regard to his writing, chandeliers that no one uses. Kind of that, you know what I mean? It's the whole idea is kind of how clever it is, and I think it is clever, and I think this is obvious talent, and I hate to say it, but it seems like a waste of that talent. But it's fine. It's fine. It's a big world. Lots of things can be published. There's great lines in here that I wish were used in service of a greater idea or a better piece. It's kind of jokey. Like I said, Tao, this is his thing. This is
Yeah, this is his wheelhouse.
and it's kind of like I don't know. It's
I would say that if this is reminiscent of Tao, this is early Tao. This reminds me of MDMA films.
I'm not saying
This
it's like
remind
Talid, although yes, it is like early Talid. I'm saying that he makes his bones. That's fine. That's fine. I'm happy it made you feel that thing. But I don't get that at all.
I don't have
I
anything
mean,
else to say.
I don't have anything else to say, but I will say that I didn't enjoy reading it, even though I said like you were right, like it's but you said content slop. I don't know if I'd say that. Like it seems
Content,
like a
I mean,
nice thing to read on a train ride. You
exactly, it's fiction as content. It's not art, it's content. No, I don't want to say it's not art. I'm sorry I said that, but it's like making fiction just content. Just whatever. And it's fine. I'm happy if it feels good. Like I said, obvious talent, waste of a talent though. Would I read a collection, a whole collection of something like this? Absolutely not.
I mean, I would maybe. I would read a collection, but they would have to be like
I'm
building
excited
on
for
the
what,
themes.
yes, I'm excited for what she does next. I really am. But yeah, I don't know. Just yep, I said what I'm going to
I guess
say.
you just sent me a voice message. Cool.
Who?
No. Let's close the episode.
Okay, we'll do some stuff here. But something I have noticed recently, and I've
We
seen
are we
this.
recording?
Yes,
Oh,
yes.
I didn't.
Well, I can bleep it out. I've
Oh.
I love
Okay,
it.
sorry.
No, so something I've been noticing lately, and I've seen this, I think in the last 3 days, like two or three separate times, it's where someone posts a picture of themselves at a reading, and they're saying they're reading a new story, and they go, "Everyone loved my story." And this bothers me because it's like, well, it's a reading. What are they gonna do? Boo you? I mean, what are you? Are they gonna?
I would.
Everyone likes the story. Don't say shit like this. So I guess
I
that's
would
pretty good.
heckle the fuck out of every re person at a reading.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And I throw pencils at them.
What I used to, I was unfortunately a part of like the Seattle poetry scene. I didn't write poetry myself, but I played music during these things. But it doesn't matter.
Are you guys big into like readings and stuff? I would go
I've
ahead.
gone to readings in Chicago. There's like some stupid stuff going on in Rockford that I tried to get into, but no one knows what I'm talking about. I went to readings in Chicago when I was younger. And then when I lived in LA, I would go to stories, books and cafe. But that's about
Yeah,
it.
I've never gone to a reading.
You live in New York, brother.
Yeah, but you know how I am. Like, I'm just now getting used to this podcast thing because, like, I was like today, even I was like, oh, I can't just be nonverbal on my bike, just biking aimlessly for hours. I have to speak.
Such a weird man. I've maybe told you guys this story before, but I had went to a reading. This was maybe 2010, 2011, and it was at the University Bookstore in the U District of Seattle, which I would later on be banned for life from for stealing comic books. but so I went to a reading there for Tao Lin. It was
Wait, did you really?
I did. And so my friends had gotten a hold of a vial of acid. Do you know what I mean? Basically liquid acid. You know, this is what they use to drop on the water paper. And I had not done acid before. We kind of just eyeballed it, you know what I mean? So maybe like I did like five or six drops. I don't know what that would be in hits. So we're going to go to the Taolin reading. And they don't know who Taolin is. I am a big fan because I am 19. No, 19. Oh, no, 20, 20. And it is for his shoplifting, whole shoplifting from American Apparel.
Dude, I'm so surprised you like that. But
Yeah, well,
you were younger, so.
I mean, well, back then it was kind of like I said, like this neo anti-fiction. It was kind of like a it's kind of, it's weird to say, but it's kind of punk rock, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like breaking down the barriers of what could be, and it was like kind of ironic. And anyway, I'm not trying to glaze fucking Tao, homeless on his island. But so we go to the reading, and like I said, my friends don't know anything about Taolin, do not read. But so we're on a lot of acid, and my friend, just Captain, was just losing it because you have Tao up there who's was very short, or at least seems short, and he's so fucking awkward during this reading. And you know, if you've never
That was in
encountered,
his peak autism era.
yeah. And the funny thing is, like, this woman kept filling up his water glass, and Tao looked so fucking uncomfortable every time it happened. It would just move it away from him. But I was on a lot of acid, and I don't need to go into the cliche things, like the room looking like it was torn apart. I mean, it is
You saw
bizarre.
the machine elves, bro.
No, that's DMT, by the way. But like, you know, I don't need to go into the visual side of things. But the important thing is, at the end, we're doing the signings, right? And we get near the end of the line. I'm so sweaty. I'm so fucking sweaty because acid makes you sweat. And I finally get up there and I say something about him being Asian, and I don't know why. So I don't remember what I said, but it was something I think racist because he frowned, and then I felt really upset by that. And then
Bro.
I gave him a book to sign, which was Bed. And here's the thing, I'd already been to a reading before and gotten Bed signed by him. So he opens it up and he pauses and he sees his signature, and then he just signs right beside it. And then I ask him for a hug, and he
That's
does give me the
cute.
hug. He looked very uncomfortable about the
That's
thing.
so cute. I couldn't tell if you were trolling, but I think
I
this is
know,
a genuine story.
this actually happened. And Tao, it's funny because it's like, so now I guess I have a long history of being racist to Tao. Not a storied history, but a long history of now, I guess, 14 years. Only two entries.
We've got to check you on this because you seem to have a problem with
I don't
people
know
of
what I said.
him.
I don't know what I said, but I remember it being something Asian, and I remember him doing a little frown and then kind of doing a little smile. But it's hard to remember these things. Acid
Dude, you
is so
probably did
immature.
what you did in episode two.
I didn't do that. That's behind me. We're not bringing that up anymore. Mari, you don't know this, but I did go to a reading last week.
Oh, really?
Yes, I went to a reading, and I won't comment too much about a lot. There was people doing, they're doing poems, they're doing, you know, they're whatever, whatever. But some of the key takeaways I wanted to especially tell you, is there was one woman who, introduces her poem, and she says, literally, this is one, and this is straight face. She's maybe like older. She goes, this is one of my many poems about magic carpet rides. All right. And so I didn't listen to the poem after that because I could not believe that was said. What a concept. Would go again. Would go again. But those are the notes. Since you haven't gone to readings, that's usually not what you come to expect. But that sometimes you get some gems. You get some real gems there.
Yeah, that kind of almost sounded like my diss track towards that guy with 30 followers. I felt a little autistic doing this, but
you
now
seem a little bit too, just a
I gave my cousin a copy of Talon's Bed.
Is that
No.
Is that Kanye? Is that you trying to do
Yeah, I
Kanye?
thought that was Kanye.
That wasn't very
No.
good, did you?
How does he say it? I gave my cousin.
I gave my cousin head.
Head. You gotta
I
do
gave my
head.
cousin. I gave my cousin Talon's bed.
I gave my cousin bed. He didn't like it.
Man, that Cuck album is incredible.
Dude, I
I've been
can't listen to
listening
it.
to it all day, and I'm still processing it, but I think on the next episode I want to give a long and detailed breakdown of the Cuck album.
I tried to apply at Yeezy Academy before it closed because I was living in LA at the time, but
Isn't that for
commute wouldn't.
children? Isn't that just for children?
I was a teacher.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. All right. That would be funny.
Yeah, Kanye would have liked me. Kanye and I
He loves the
would
white
have.
meat.
Oh,
Oh my God.
I think that this is where we should call it.
And with that, thank you for listening to The Responsible.
You gotta let me know. Are we human? Or are we